Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Things can change fast. Alex Cora was joking last night with Jason Veritek pregame about the date we're going to the White House next year. So, you know, there is no lack of confidence in that clubhouse, I can tell you. And that's why I love this group. We feel very, very confident. But at the same time, I think it's fair for all of us to be frustrated by where we are.
A special edition of the KJ Show in for Christian Arcan. How are you? It's KJ, 617-779-7937. That's Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show today. Kind of selling you the goods that, you know, hey, everything's happy being under 500. I don't know if you've ever struggled to swim, but when you first start to swim, I mean, you could be in 3 foot of water and feel like you're under 15 feet of water if you're underwater. The team's underwater. And I think the thing that you'll know about me and those who follow the KJ Show on Sunday mornings, yes, Mama, we made it. No, I'm totally kidding. Is I'm going to just talk to you in real life, and I'm going to share life that's very similar to what's going on with this Red Sox situation. You're getting played. You're getting played. I that's the best way I can say it, because it's just me and you talking. You're getting played. And I'll even use an example of me in this industry, right? This stuff you usually don't get on the air and talk about, but this is really what happened. Stuff is redacted. So, you know, there's a contract situation going on, and I know that there's like a clause that the company will send your manager a notification. Hey, KJ's contract is up for negotiation. He may be chasing you down in the bathroom. Sometimes that you have to do because you're like, okay, when are we going to talk? Because
enough is enough.
Look, this is what's happening with the Red Sox. The fans are almost at the point where you're ready to chase these people down in bathrooms. I'm not saying physically do this, but I'm saying you're like, okay, you're being avoided. Your real desires are being avoided. And there was no clearer picture than that, than who you saw walk into the grocery store as Rafael Devers was walking out of it. Usually when you get rid of an all-star, usually either a future all-star, an old all-star, or someone who can provide you a name and do something for you comes back through the door. Do you ever remember them sitting down at a conference introducing the newest Red Sox who's going to be out in the field with a bat in their hand to replace Rafael Devers?
Enough is enough!
That's me in the bathroom. I'm ready to negotiate over the toilet. If not, we could talk. We could do this. But at what point do you say to yourself, 617-779-7937, that's also the text line, I can't believe anything that they're telling me. I mean, literally, you even heard the jokes of, hey, we've gotten permission to spend big at the trade deadline. Doesn't that sound like burn some cash with Gerard? I have to give these guys a lot of credit, though. There's this book by Bob Berg from years ago. It's called The Art of Persuasion. It's like winning without intimidation. In other words, like how to get what you want from people and not even realizing that you're not beating them over the head with what they want and you still get it. You still get it. I mean, if you've heard me here, for a couple of years, at least 3 years, I've asked, can we play some rally music if the team is down in the eighth instead of Sweet Caroline? Like, there's a problem on the field. there's an issue on the field. And
enough.
Come on. 43 times last year, you heard Sweet Caroline, and there was a loss at Fenway. 43 times. Let's just say they played it on the road. They lost less games on the road last year than they did at home. And so now when you hear this conversation about, oh, yeah, we're going to spend big. Oh, we have permission to spend big at the trade deadline. Can I tell you how it's going to happen? Ah, you're going to hear names bantied about on MLB Network and all these other things. And even some of your friends on social media in their room will start to create people. Keith Hernandez says he wants to go play first for the Red Sox, and someone's going to run with that. I'm kidding. But you're going to hear all these names, and inside that art of persuasion, I'm actually going to give them what they want when I want. And it ain't going to be at the trade deadline. If nobody came through the door with Rafael Devers, why would someone be coming through the door just because you say so? It's not happening. I've been saying this for several weeks. Bregman now talking about getting his money. How long has he been here? Zach Coe, my producer, has Bregman been here 90 days?
Total, yes, but not
somewhere
on the field.
Right, not on the field. So literally in your own job, imagine you get hired and you say, hey, you know, around day 91, I'm going to ask for a raise. Fool, you just got out of probation. Right? Like, they can still get rid of you at day 72 if they want to. But he's asking for more money while on the IR. I've never heard of that. With less than 120 days of service with the team, less than 90 on the field, probably around 60 in games, and is ready to negotiate. Why? Because nobody's here. There's nobody here. You made a commercial right now about the Red Sox, and like, you're a local Red Sox. Come down to Fenway. See the game. Who are the three people in the commercial? Okay, I'll give you Crochet. Who else after that? Duran? Oh, you know, his name is being brought up in trades. But you saw this picture again. Remember when they introduced the City Connects? I was like, who is this 99 guy? Does he work for the bar or something? Oh, it's Verdugo. Folks, we're 3.5, almost 4 years into this. When do you have the conversation?
Enough is enough.
Or do you just sit there and watch? Because here's the genius. If your team goes 81 wins last year, 78 wins the year before, and 78 wins the year before, why should I pay money for a team if I can get that result from a bunch of young guys? Right? Because many have been saying, well, give the young guys a chance. Give the young guys the chance. Last night, I don't know if you're familiar with the television show Benny Hill, but there's this music that would always play when they would speed up the film and people chasing each other. Absolutely ridiculous. It's like the defense that you saw last night. You're going to get that from young guys. But if that's happening on the field, and you're saying we have the permission to spend cash, then the question is, why haven't you spent the cash already? Isn't there a lot of money still left over from the Juan Soto stuff? You remember that? There you go. That's exactly it. Yakety sacks. That's what it's called. Ah, there's Anthony. Throws it to second. Goes over second. Now he's running around third. Oh, he skips at third. He tries to dive back into third. The safe. He's safe. And what happened? He trips over the rubber. Oh, gosh. When?
Enough is enough.
All right. Management gave you what a lot of people wanted. Let's see the young guys out there. And I'm trying to tell you, and even Lou Morlone will tell you this, and I've even seen mention this on social media. Hey, you just don't come to the major leagues and come in hitting 280. Like I've said, like, look, any of these guys that are within their first two, 3 years, right? Because virtually everybody's 3 years or less on this team for the most part, outside of Trevor Story, who's been here 3 years and less, which I don't know how you do that at the same time. But these guys are, if they can hit 235, that's progress. But it's not success. You get them to 250, that's progress. But eventually they're going to ask for money, and you're going to say, you're going to pay a bunch of money to a guy who hits 250? It's progress, but it's not success. So those are a couple of steps already. I mean, at least Christian Campbell is like, hey, I'm willing to go back to Worcester if that's what you need for me. Okay, you can kind of duck these strays that are going on right now, avoiding the Yakety Sax soundtrack that was going off in my head last night. Oh, Jesus, watching some of that stuff was just... Zach, still to come, because it's July 4th coming up, and KJ Show's a little different, so we're going to honor past Boston sports figures and see, would they be honorable if they signed up for the Colony's army, or would they be thrown in the harbor? Just not, like, you're not going to do anything for the history of Boston, even though you're here, soldier. That's coming in 30 minutes. What a way to honor our July 4th heroes through our former players. So you hear Sam Kennedy talk about, like, them going to the White House as a visit. And that just could be just a presidential request because, you know, like thinking, did I miss something? What did they win? You know, would they win the Commissioner's Cup in the WNBA? And I didn't know the Red Sox were in it. Like, you know, you don't have to win anything to get invited to the White House. You don't. But just that feeling of, hey, they're talking about like what it's going to be like and how we're just going to go crazy with things. Because you've kind of gotten what you've wanted, and they've gotten what they've wanted. Not paying for real talent out there that is experienced, right? Because how young guys are only going to learn from guys who've already done it. Bregman's shown, like, remember at spring? Oh, man, the young guys, they just love Bregman. Bregman just loves the guys and everything. Devers is going, hey, pay me my money. Pay me my money. Yeah, get, there's a lot of money available now. Meanwhile, I'm running around the bases like Alex Brogman. You get that, Zach Brogman? He's wearing the training. Can you do a wearable that's on your wrist, bro? But yeah, because now he wants this. I would stay too. Like, what do you think if Bregman wanted to talk to the open market right now? What do you think they would ask? What's the first thing, Zach, you think they ask him?
How
are those legs? You know, because your quads have a lot to do with, I don't know, like you being able to squat, get down to position, all these different things. Both of your quads have been damaged now.
Well, it's the same quad, isn't it?
I thought it was one, and I thought the first one in Houston was the other one, or it could be, I don't know.
I believe it was the same quad, similar, like same injury.
Okay, so that's even worse because now we're having a depreciating value on that same leg. I would be trying to get my money right now, too. 617-779-7937. All right, Tom Carroll, a.k.a. Tom Freeze Pops, he dropped that article on WEEI.com today. He'll be joining us in about an hour. But right now, it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by CCL, your local Timber Tech dealer. The Red Sox split yesterday's doubleheader with the Reds, winning the resumption of Tuesday's suspended game 5-3. And then in typical Red Sox fashion, it was sloppy defense, poor base running, a bullpen implosion. The only thing that was lacking was that Benny Hill theme song there. They lost game 2, 8-4. They're off today before opening up a 3-game set in the nation's capital against the Nationals. That gets underway tomorrow morning as Lucas Giolito takes the mound opposite a yet-to-be-named starter for Washington. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Joe Weil getting you started at 10:05 on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman will have the call of the game. First pitch from National Park at 11:05. Speaking of those Nationals, their star outfielder James Wood has committed to the Home Run Derby. Wood, who has 22 homers this season, joins Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh and Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna in the field. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw became the 20th pitcher in MLB history to record 3,000 strikeouts last night. He joins Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer as the only active players to reach that feat. In other MLB news, Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz has been placed on the non-disciplinary paid leave list. According to Jeff Passan, Ortiz is the subject of a gambling investigation. Over in the NBA, the Knicks hired former Coach of the Year Mike Brown as their next head coach. Brown was last with the Sacramento Kings last season, where he went 13-18 before being fired during that season. Finally, over in the NHL, the top remaining free agent left-wing Nick Ehlers has signed a 6-year, $51 million deal with the Carolina Hurricanes. It's never too early to start planning for your new deck and rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see a huge selection of TimberTech products, or check us out online at cclco.com. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This is the KJ Show, with KJ Carson, on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
A person's heart, a person's character, their makeup, their desire to be in Boston, desire to be a leader, desire to put the team first, all those elements are hugely important as you construct a roster. And so you have to factor in both analytics and the non-analytical side of things to put a great team on the field. And that's what we try and do each and every year.
Want to be in Boston? I'm just trying to figure out. Like, clearly, he's not talking about Kenley Jansen. That's Sam Kennedy. This is WEEI's The KJ Show, 617-779-7937. I'll get into this conversation, which I think is about Rafael Devers. Zach, what do we have on the text line?
All righty, we got one from the 508. They say the Red Sox are just trolling at this point. They are not serious about being a top-tier franchise anymore.
Yeah, I think what happened after Winterfest, I think that kind of spooked them a bit because the natives got rowdy, kind of very much like how things were going on around 1774 around these parts. Like, I think they were like, you know what? Okay. this is a little more intense than before. What is it that we can give them that will satisfy us, appease them, and then ultimately get what we want in the end, which is to cut bait on bigger salaries? Play the young guys. Look, I thought Mayer was due this year. I thought, like, if Mayer couldn't get to the bigs this year, then you're going to probably have extensive conversations and say, okay, maybe he needs to go to another organization where he can get up quicker. He's up here. He's here to stay, right? There's no question about that. Roman Anthony, like, I mean, when the guy's hitting Lou Gehrig-style home runs, you know, I hate to use a, well, at least it's a Gehrig reference, right? Okay, his brother. But look, you get him up here, right? Because you realize, like, okay, this is something we could market. And I think they're going to have a lot more patience with Roman Anthony at the plate than they did with Campbell. With Campbell, that's something that they could always go back and address. They're like, look, this guy blew through the minors, so it wouldn't necessarily hurt for him to go back to the minors. Cassis, that's something you're going to have to address because everybody's like, hey, well, if they're going to spend big in free agency or, you know, at the trade deadline, what position are they going to play? You don't think they're going to be an outfielder unless you're getting rid of one of the outfielders, and that's going to be a conversation in itself. You're not going to get another third baseman because the third baseman who's been there for a little bit wants more money. You can't move Trevor Story. Like you almost think, like, hey, if you got nothing for Rafael Devers, so could you have not gotten virtually nothing for Trevor Story? That's just me. I mean, Yoshida, that's still something you have to address. Nobody took a flyer on that. And so now that's back in the mix. So you're like, well, I guess it's going to be a first baseman. Well, what does that do for the future of Cassis? So maybe some of the talk about trying to get him for a frontline pitcher might have been true, even though, guess what we were told? No, we weren't trying to move him. This is also why I don't think any type of big-time free agent or deal is going to be made at the trade deadline. There's nobody coming at the trade deadline. What? Nobody came with Rafael Devers. But, you know, you could say, hey, we've got permission to spend big. Gerard Mayo was supposed to burn cash. Trolling. Yeah, the texter's absolutely right. Trolling. All right. When Sam Kennedy was talking about, like, when we looked at the analytics and we looked at these different things, I cut through all of that, right? Did this person want to be here? And Rafi kind of told you in the spring, no. I don't want to be here. How many at-bats did Rafael Devers have in spring training? Was it zero or less than zero? That's a guy who doesn't want to be here. And so at some point, you're like, okay, he'll work things out. We'll bring in Big Poppy. And I'll have to say this about Devers as well. Devers is still a relatively young guy. And while he may be quiet in the locker room, clearly there's a volatility to his spirit that did come off a bit wrong, and I can agree to that, right? Because remember when the whole conversation about potentially getting Juan Soto, which I'm thinking there's still a lot of cash left over from that, but when all this talk about getting Juan Soto, the thought was Juan Soto could be the leader and that Rafael Devers isn't really a guy that's a rah-rah locker room leader guy. So we were already kind of feeling that this guy isn't really the person that's going to fire up the troops. And then when you make him the DH, I was in detention a lot. And have you ever done in-school suspension, Zach? You're probably too much of a brain. In-school suspension, did you ever have it before in high school?
No, I only got detention once, never got a in-school suspension.
This is why I'm on this side of the mic, right? But with the in-school suspension, the idea is that you're supposed to use this time to just kind of reflect of what you've done, but you're not bad enough to be kept at home. Usually behavioral ties to being kept at home, volatility, you would get kept at home. So Rafael Devers really gets put in detention as the DH and then stinks it up at the beginning. And I was like, well, that's because dude had no spring training for a guy who generally needs spring training, okay? Then when he starts to turn it around is that's when they trade him. But I think that's when they were like, okay, that's when we could say he's a valuable asset that somebody else is going to want. And then to get the other team to eat all of his money. It's kind of genius. But it's also the reason why you don't bring anybody back. Is because you're not trying to spend money. You don't have a vested interest in saying, okay, who can we bring back here that pitchers are going to have to, you know, see how they're, I mean, to make adjustments. It's costing Jarren Duran, let's just call it what it is. Who today or who tomorrow is going to be hitting second behind him? This is why he was able to do all the stuff. If you know Duran is able to get on, you're going to have to throw more fastballs because the guy's going to take off. Well, if you've got Rafael Devers looking there at a fastball and a high porch over there at 350 over to the left side, he can easily smack that wall. You're going to be thinking twice about your pitch selection. Now, I mean, just rotate him in. Who's going to hit second? Probably once Bregman is back, and you probably figure that Bregman is going to start as the DH once he's off of the, you know, once he's off the IR and DL. But nobody's scaring anybody in this lineup. There's no. Well, your Braves had a great couple of days, but then there might be something that kind of sits in. It's just like, well, you know, the Reds are okay now. But are we talking about a historically strong team over the last 15, 20 years? No. The Red Sox should be in that conversation. I just don't feel like that's where it's going. Like, ask yourself, even though this team sweeps the Yankees, as bad as the Yankees have been going this year and pretty much ever since being swept by the Red Sox, do you believe the Red Sox could even compete with the Yankees if there was a five-game series? You would be like, well, Crochet, what strategy would exist?
To be fair, the Red Sox have owned the Yankees even though they've been bad the last couple of years.
But even in the last couple of years, there have been a couple of pieces that have been mixed in there that made you say, okay, I have to worry about a couple of things. I mean, what's my guy, Tyler O'Neill, right? Like, when you had Tyler O'Neill in there, that was something you had to, like, who is this year's Tyler O'Neill?
Well, I mean, it could be any number of guys because, I mean, the easiest comp is Alex Bregman because Bregman has also missed a good bit of time and O'Neill can't stay on the field either. But I do understand what you're saying there. Yeah. And part of the Red Sox success against the Yankees is that Devers is just an absolute Yankee killer.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I would almost say, didn't Tyler O'Neill play more games the year he was here than Trevor Story has played combined over three? It's got to be pretty close. Am I wrong?
No, because I think Story played like 162 games in his first however many years. O'Neill only played like, I want to say it was two-thirds of last season.
Okay, so, but again, what you got from Tyler O'Neill in two-thirds of one season is more than you're seeing from anybody else outside of Duran last year, and even Duran's magic at the one spot gave David Hamilton a reason to be. David Hamilton was productive in that nine spot. That's no longer a factor at all anymore. I think probably the really good feel-good stories of this team this year is the steady defense at short from Trevor Story, and that he's still here after about 90 games. He's still here, so that's great. Aroldis Chapman being actually the absolute lights-out guy that you didn't expect. When you signed Chapman, I was thinking like, okay, is he going to be the setup? Because who's going to be the closer? But he's turned out fine. And, of course, Garrett Crochet. Like, Garrett Crochet has been the smartest thing that's happened with this team in the last two and a half years. I just think that's what it is. Now, for these young guys, I'm going, and I'll put Rafaela in there as well because you've solved the center field issue. But look, I think part of Duran's struggles with the game was the intimidation of playing center field, right? If things got over his head, it could get into his head. Rafaela, he's not intimidated by everything that goes out in center. You need that if you want proof.
I kind of think it's the opposite, to be honest with you.
No, because Bradley Jr. hit, pick an interstate that he pretty much averaged while he was out there. But you never felt anything was going to get past him.
Yeah, but I think last year, Duran was graded out as one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball. Obviously, Rafael is better, but this year the defensive metrics on Duran are not nearly as good. He's more middle of the pack, and now you're seeing him struggle at the plate, too. I think his struggles in left field are leading to the struggles at the plate this year, whereas last year he was comfortable in center field, he wasn't learning how to play the wall, and then all of a sudden he puts up a top 10 MVP season. I'm not saying that is Jarren Duran, because I don't think it is, but
if it came down to who do I want playing center field in game 7...
Oh, it's Rafaela, easily.
There you go. So, you know, people much smarter than I see that as well, because all the talk of, like, you'll see Rafaela back in second and so forth and everything, and now I think you're starting to get to the closer picture of what's going to be, that Mayer is going to be at second, despite people like, he should be at short. Look, the reason why he's not at short is because how do you move Trevor Story? If they can move Trevor Story, that is another placating thing. Like, here's what's crazy. Like, imagine they're able to move Trevor Story at the trade deadline, but nobody comes back. And understandably why. The narrative would be, hey, we're saving more money. We're flexible. We're even more flexible. And there's going to be a segment of the fan base that's going to be like, yeah, we're more flexible. Even though nobody else is walking through the door, there's nothing that's future. There's nothing that tells other pitching staffs. Look, on the KJ show this past Sunday, I discussed about, like, how could a historic franchise like this really be rolling out a bunch of guys that really have no marketing statements to them? What did you hear? What did you hear OB saying to Craig Breslow that afternoon? Like, hey, yo, thanks for listening to the KJ show. It comes on really early on Sunday mornings, by the way. But yeah, when did this franchise suddenly become the Pittsburgh Pirates Plus? I mean, that's what you're kind of rolling. And even if you almost say, well, they do have Skeens and they do have O'Neill Cruz there in Pittsburgh. Would you switch what you have here? Like, what would you switch in this lineup right now to get O'Neill Cruz here? There's nothing you could do. Nothing. So, look, Abreu has probably been the brightest spot over the last year and a half. Last year primarily with the glove. Now it's been the bat that's kind of been showing up more so than anybody else's in terms of power. Romy Gonzalez, where would this team be if Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder weren't available to go out there and mash these lefties? if you don't have that, it's like the hope is in the smallest of places. And I don't know where the incentive will be when you know that tourists are still going to come to Fenway. They're still going to buy up the beers. They're still going to eat up the food. They're still going to pay for the park. They're going to do all those things. Why? And then just from an executive, why should I pay a lot of money when people are already coming to see whatever's going on in the field anyway, right?
And I think that leads into your overarching point of there's no one for opposing pitching staffs to game plan for is the over-reliance on guys like Rob Refsnyder and Romy Gonzalez, who, yes, have been great this year, but over their entire careers, they're quad-A players, and they're just saying, okay, we're going to trade Rafael Devers, but that gives us the flexibility to put Rob Refsnyder or Abraham Toro or any number of guys in the DH spot, and that just isn't going to recreate the presence and production that Rafael Devers gives you in the lineup.
It would be akin to putting the KJ show on every day. I'm totally kidding. It's a quad A show. No kidding. But, and maybe it is. But I think it really comes down to what you put in the, you ever hear the saying, whatever you put in the ground is what spouts out. And, you know, look, with Dombrowski and people were getting a bit like, oh, they're overextending themselves in the spend. But you know what? No one was ever questioning who was out on the field. Even the development of the guys, the new guys that were coming up had some people in front of them that could at least say, I've been here. I know what it's like to win. I do know what it's like to suffer. And you can learn from that. Now, who learns from who? You're really asking Bregman, a guy from a complete other culture, to come and kind of coach these guys up. And you're in the transition of like, you haven't had a winning season in 3 years. And you're on your way to a fourth. Like, what are we coaching up? Feel good. Don't worry. Be happy. What is the theme of the message? Don't worry. Be happy. Oh, it all gets better. It hasn't gotten better in 3 years. And this is year four. Like, at this point, the Red Sox are going to finish worse than they are last year. Worse than last year. Maybe as bad as the previous 2 years. Good gracious. Next, something going on, this betting story that's just come down about this pitcher, it's fascinating what they've done, I'll tie that in as well. Plus, with honor or throwing a haba, Boston sports figures, how would they have played out if they signed up for the American Revolutionary Army back in the 240-something-odd years ago? It's KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thanks so much for hanging out in on the Chris. For the Christian Arcan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yeah, if you're going to celebrate the 4th, you got to celebrate Boston, right? KJ Show, WEEI, in for the Christian Arcand Show. May you have a great holiday. May you have patience as you're moving about on the roads and through airports. You know, it's one of those situations where the 4th, because it falls on a Friday, people have been like pretty much taking off since Tuesday. It's just going to take a whole week. Are we talking about the work ethic in America? Totally kidding. Still to come, we've got With Honor or Thrown in the Hava, select former Boston stars, and how would they have been viewed by the American Revolutionary Army? I don't think there was a Navy at the time. I think they were just like on... It was just on like dinghy boats going along the Delaware. We see the picture of George Washington on the Delaware. It doesn't exactly scream naval power. It's like, hey, can I borrow your boat there, guy? You know, I promise I'll give it back. This thing has a motor on it. 617-779-7937. Been talking Red Sox. If you missed any of it, the Odyssey app is free. And plus, you can listen anywhere on the Odyssey app where you get the rewind feature as well as on the iHeart Radio app. You can hear all of WEEI as well. Zach, what you got?
This one comes from a 617 texter. Cora should go because he's the one managing a sub-500 team the last couple of years. If you're going young, you have to get a new voice in the clubhouse.
Yeah, hasn't there been kind of like this little bit of a Cora watch? And then it seemed like Breslow stood in the way of everything. Like, if you've listened to the KJ Show on Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., that's just a little bit of a plug there. You'll hear this episode theme called 27 games at a time. It's already through 3 episodes, 81 games. Episode 4 is all going to be about Craig Breslow. You can tell because trade deadline, this is going to determine whether this team is serious or not. As one of the texters earlier said, this team is not serious. You'll be able to see if they're really serious or not, or what are the excuses of why certain people weren't able to be had and why certain teams got them. And this, all those conversations are absolutely coming. But in terms of Alex Cora, right, if you're going young, how do you have an old wineskin when you're trying to introduce new wines? I'm just trying to figure that. How does that ultimately work? Because I just think at this point, like, just Cora's just been, I think he's been jaded just by the experience. And going back to 21 when the team was last successful, 92 wins, What were we doing at the trade deadline? Please, please go get him some help. These guys are running on fumes. They've overperformed. So you've gone from a situation where you overperformed and you almost make it to the World Series, losing in the ALCS to Houston, to everything has been downhill fast since then. Like, can you fathom this team winning 92 games? Like, it's been downhill. It was a 14-game drop the next 2 years after that year, and then a 3-game increase over the last 2 years. Like, I'm core. I'd just be like, I'm tired. You might have to get some fresh blood in here to definitely really get these young guys to feel like they're growing with their manager versus feeling having to please their manager and find it into a displeasing situation, which I think that's what happened with Rafael Devers. I think he just became displeased. There's just like, whatever. You know, that is with relationships. Interesting story out of Major League Baseball that's just come down. I know, Zach, you mentioned it in trending about Luis Ortiz, pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians, right? Jeff Passan just put out an interesting tweet. He said over 700,000 pitches a season are logged, but Luis Ortiz is being investigated over 2 pitches. So according to the ESPN article, it says one of his first pitches in select innings was to be a ball or a hits batsman in 2 games, one against Seattle June 15th, and then again just a few days ago, I guess, against St. Louis, both in the bottom of the 2nd inning against the Mariners and the top of the 3rd against the Cardinals. Ortiz threw a first pitch slider that was well outside the strike, just a little bit outside. An alert on Ortiz's first pitches flagged bets in Ohio, New York, and New Jersey. Betting on the result of first pitchers is offered by some sportsbook. It's micro betting. And I think we have to probably eventually have the conversation that the sports themselves don't have an issue, right? Because how can you prove that a way outside slider was all determined by some bettors? Like that influenced that. Like, did he slip off of the rubber? You know, is there a crater he didn't get his foot well? Look, this is why I think it should be legalized in every state, right? Because at the end of the day, the idea is to snitch. he's shaving. What's in the NBA with Michael Porter Jr.'s younger brother? What is it, Jonte Porter, Zach?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Yeah, like there is a prop bet on a guy who plays maybe 3 minutes a game. You're asking, for a guy who's on some 10-day contract, 2-way contract, thinking about like, man, I just got that car a couple days ago. I don't know if I'm going to get this 10-day. Okay, I'm going to go in there and snatch 10 rebounds in 2 minutes, just taking rebounds. This is how you put yourself in those situations. So, hey, look, these sports don't have a problem. Individuals have a problem. And until you address the individual's problems, I mean, maybe you just don't offer what is the first pitch going to be, a ball or a strike, and having heavy betting on it. And the article doesn't even say there was heavy betting on it. It just said, hey, it was flagged because he threw a ball that was way outside twice in the span of 12 days. Yeah, this is going to be kind of tough to kind of tackle. All right, still to come. I've got to revise my thoughts on how many games the Patriots will win. That's coming in 10 minutes, and I'll explain why. Then Tom Carroll will discuss this. His article with the Red Sox and Tom Kennedy at 7:20. But now it is time to honor our heroes, July 4th, 1775 style.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Simple thank you would have been nice for teammate who lays down a sacrifice.
Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir!
You will not laugh. You will not cry. Now get up. Get on your feet.
These former Boston Star athletes, would they have done well inside the Revolutionary Army, or would they get their ass thrown in the harbor?
I just hate that attitude.
Stop caring. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing? All right, Zach, give me the name, and I'll let you know whether they're ready for action or they just really you care to get rid of them.
Let's kick things off with former Bruin winger Jake DeBrusque.
Oh, yeah. Once he started crying and complaining and everything, all that whining, oh, my gosh.
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
In the harbor with that guy. I mean, good gracious. DeBrusque could have been something. Nah, not soldier ready. Next.
Next up, we'll stick with the Bruins trend. Former Bruins head coach Jim Montgomery.
Hey, he stood up there, strong chin, took it strong like a guy, even kind of stood head-to-head with his own alma mater goalie who was complaining over there. Give me Jim Sweeney and Jim Montgomery anytime.
All righty, moving on to former Patriots quarterback, a former first-round pick, McCorkle Jones.
Mac. You know, when he left here, the first picture you saw of him was him standing in front of a Porsche with a helmet saying he was ready to go for the Jaguars. But guess what, brother?
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely, absolutely horrible, man. Yeah. Can I throw him back in the harbor one more time?
It's plenty enough.
Next up, a guy who doesn't believe in dinosaurs because nobody saw them. Former Red Sox, Carl Everett.
Oh, brother, you had a better run being the side piece on a celebrity television wife show. Man, did guys stop caring? I don't know. Day two?
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring. Oh.
Can Carl Everett swim? I'm concerned. Next.
Next up, 2018 World Series champion, David Price.
You know, people give this guy a lot of headache about, you know, the butting of heads he had with Eckersley, but you said it exactly right there. When it came down to the battle, when it came down to getting after King George's men, David Price, he was ready for battle despite what you think. Next.
Next up, Brad Marchand.
He's French already. Can we just go ahead and get this in?
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
Oh, Marchand in January, we're all in this together. Can I kindle it? And now it's like, drown him again. You know, we talk about how Devers didn't become a leader. You know, Marchand sat there and watched the other guy be a leader in Pershing for all those years, and they just couldn't do it himself. After one, and then you go to Florida of all places. Come on. One more. Okay, he might be too short to take four dunkies. This could get ugly. Next!
Next up, a two-time World Series champion with the Red Sox, three-time overall, I believe, former pitcher Curt Schilling.
Controversial. Some people don't like what he's done, and some people didn't even like the video games that never came out. Oh, that was low, KJ. But hey, look, Bloody Sock always says you gave up the ultimate sacrifice, almost akin to the ride through the North End. Despite what you feel, he's a soldier.
Sir! Yes, sir!
That's a tough one there. Yes. Character issues, maybe. Oh, you know what? Hey, he did it, right?
Sir! Yes, sir!
Next. Just not sure what side he'll be on.
Look, don't turn around. What is Kurt doing? He's drowning his favorite politician. Sorry. Next.
Next up, we have Craig Breslow.
You know what? When he first got here, I said, this guy's got the steely chin that you need to be able to get out there and fight. The weakness of leadership by Chaim Bloom. There's a change. This guy's knows pitching. And now suddenly he has to fill in the blank when he's telling Greg Hill what year they're going to spend in 2025.
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
Thin ice, soldier. Thin ice. Next.
All right, we'll go with the guy who hurt Craig Breslow's feelings, Rafael Devers.
Immediately right now? But let's just call it what it is. Was the physical fitness there for this guy to really be a soldier, to be a leader, and to lead that locker room?
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
Can Rafi swim? He should be able to, I think. Yeah, it's not going to play out well for him in the long term in terms of his value to the old Bostonia. Next.
Let's go with former Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo.
Okay, some are going to say, KJ, what are you doing with the Army? But look, Mayo was stepping in a non-winning situation. He was lied to about, let's burn some cash. Then at the very last game of his job, he said,
enough is enough.
And went out and won a game. I'm going to say, when history finally says everything, Gerard Mayo will not be looked on as bad as some people want to do it. Next.
Next up, we'll go with a fan favorite, kind of a character here, Hanley Ramirez.
Hanley Ramirez, you know, like, here's the crazy thing. Even though the years started to kind of dry up after Poppy had left and he was here and then some injuries, you know what? He did his yeoman's work, and I'm going to... And anybody who could put it out onto the pike. I remember that shot that he hit. It was like that thing went on the day. It had to go onto the pike. Yeah, Haley Ramirez, he was kind of a fun guy. And that's sometimes you need that type of soldier to help build up morale. All right, let's do one or two more.
Alrighty, so if Haley Ramirez was a bit of a character, this guy was probably the polar opposite, Carl Crawford.
Oh my gosh, who could forget him headbutting the ump with the beak of his helmet? Just absolute malcontent. Did not want to be here.
Take that attitude, you stop caring.
To think they actually used to sell his shirt in the 47 store. Really? One more.
Alrighty, this one's a polarizing former Celtic, Adam Jones's favorite former Celtic, Marcus Smart.
You know, he played a very, very good hand of trying to be the nice guy until he started seeing Tatum and Brown really being able to do their thing. And then he was just like,
I just hate that attitude. You stop caring.
Right into the harbor. Almost a little bit of Benny Arnold feelings there, right there. So that is the salute with honor or throwing the harbor here on the KJ Show. Continues next on WEEI. Thanks so much for hanging out. Soldier! Sir, yes,
sir. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.